winner of the 2018 World Championship Cheese Contest. Score of 98.376. Is Escuroux made in France at Molliens Fromagerie? Oh. And Michelle Twiroux for Sementia Cheese USA out of New Holland, Pennsylvania.
That's right, there's a new world champion when it comes to cheese. I'm Farm Assistant Jenilee, now from the Landmark Services Cooperative Farm News Desk. Here's what's happening on a Friday. Now this week, Madison held the 2018 World Championship Cheese Contest. And last night, Escuroux, made in France at the Montfaucon Charrier and imported from Sementia Cheese USA in Pennsylvania, was named champion at this year's contest. Earlier in the week, I was able to make it down to the contest and talk to Bill Schlitzlag, who is the Chief Judge Emeritus, about the contest and what it takes to judge the cheese.
We have 121 different categories of cheese, and within those categories, there are could be many different types of cheese coming in that are represented in a particular class. And we have about 60, I think they said 60-some tons of cheese that have come in here, and of course that's a lot of product. And we've been asked, well, what do you do with all that cheese? You know, well, a lot of it is given to food pantries so that they can distribute it to the needy, so it made good use of it.
So how exactly are the cheese entries judged?
The volunteer will bring the cheese from the back of the curtains out and put it on the table for the judge. And then the judges will open it, what's there, and see that it looks characteristic to what type of cheese, whatever it is that they're looking at. Is it smudged in some way? Is it crooked? Is it moldy where it shouldn't be? Or is there some dirt on it or something they can see with their eyes? Following that, they would take a sample of it some way. If it needed to be cut with a knife, or sliced or something like that, or they would use what we call a cheese trier. It's a metal instrument that you insert into the cheese and turn it around, and it comes and pulls out a plug, what we call a plug. It's like a candle looks at. And the first thing they're going to do with that is they're going to smell of it. What odors are coming from it? Something that would be not what they would expect, or is it something they really want to be there, some flavor that they expect to find there, whether it's a smoke or something like that. And they have to do that right away because it dissipates so quickly in the air, and that's the first thing they're doing. Then they will look at the thing itself, whatever the piece is, to see there's nothing that's not supposed to be there, or something, again, what should be there. If there's supposed to be eyes in it, for instance, that Swiss cheese, or so far, that's all we've done is look. Now we're going to look at the body and texture. We're going to feel of it. We're going to know what the elasticity of it is. It's bendable, or is it break off short, or is it grainy, or these types of things. That they'll feel of that with their fingers like that. And now, you know, we still haven't tried it. We haven't eaten any of it yet, but we've done a lot of judging already. So they're going to now feel of that and go through that system, and then they'll finally take a taste of it. And, of course, that is by far the most important thing. It's got to taste. That carries the most weight as far as points are concerned that they're going to be giving to it. 100 is the top that we go, and then we deteriorate from that by degree. So they'll put it into their mouth and let it roll around in their taste buds over their tongue and that sort of thing, and think about it a little bit because different flavors come in different waves type things.
To be a judge is quite intensive, as you said, for judging the different types of cheeses we have here at this contest. So exactly what does it take to become a judge for a cheese contest such as this?
Most of the judges that we have are some way connected with either buying cheese, selling cheese, making cheese. There's something where they're daily in the activities at the university with these types of things. These are the types of judges we're looking for, as people who are handling cheese and do this constantly. We have very fortunate to have the quality of judges that we're getting, particularly in this world contest, which is universal. We've got half of the judges that we've got are from out of the United States. And we match them up with somebody in the United States, so we've got two different opinions coming from them. So that's great, and we're very fortunate to get the quality of people we have.
Being the Chief Judge Emeritus, you said you were the Chief Judge for many years. How has this competition evolved and changed over time?
Oh, my. It's very much so. When I first started judging as a judge, we had 8 judges. Now we've got 56 judges. And we had maybe, at best, we hoped like 500 entries. That would be thought pretty good. Okay, now we got 3,402 the last I knew. You can see the difference in it and the growth that has happened, and especially because of so many new varieties of cheese coming, specialty type cheeses. That's what's really made the contest grow.
Why is it so important to have a competition like this for our cheese processing industry within Wisconsin, the United States, and the world?
Well, it tends to help to improve the quality of not only the cheese, but the milk and all of the things that are manufacturing, things that goes on. Manufacturing, you know, has changed so much in the cheese industry. From the person that actually handles the cheese completely by himself, now there's so many robots that do a lot of it, and this has been mechanicalized so much. It's a wonder, really.
That was Bill Schlitzlag, the Chief Judge Emeritus for the 2018 World Championship Cheese Contest. And a big congratulations goes out to Escarou, imported from France, and from Savencia in Pennsylvania, who was last night named the champion of the World Championship Cheese Contest. For the Wisconsin Farm Report, I'm Farm Assistant Jenna Lee.